I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Support. Curtis Fleming is down the edge of the air. Fleming for Craig Hignett. Hit it, Higgy. Higgy hits the track. Goal!
Ravinelli coming alive again. Janino wants the ball played to him. Ravinelli spots out.
Hello and welcome to the Borough Breakdown Podcast with me, Johnny and Dana. We're the Borough Podcast that gives you all of your Borough Matchday chat in a podcast. And this show, it's on Matt Crooks, and he's left the building. Our tree has departed. He's just gone. I'm so upset. Dana, you know, it all started last week. I know you've been really upset about it, but Michael Carrick did announce that Matt Crooks has went to Real Salt Lake. It was announced just this week, of course, but 2.5 year spell on Teesside. He's gone for £1 million. We signed him for £1 million, and also Rotherham supposedly have a 20% sell-on clause for Crooksy. But he did leave us a nice note then, which I think it's only right that you read out, given your half a love for the tree.
Yeah, and my tears fell onto my phone screen when I was reading this. It was written in true Crooksy fashion. He said, when first joining, I remember saying, it's Middlesbrough, and I haven't been disappointed. What a club. Only 6 months ago, I described this place as home, and that will remain. But life is short, and we only get one go at it. And to have the chance to experience football and life in another country with my family was one I was keen to take up. From the very first game, playing as a tricky right winger at Fulham away, right up to Chelsea in the domestic semi-final, I gave it my all. Under each manager came different challenges and plenty of positions, yet all provided me with memories which I'm sure I'll be able to look back on fondly. Reading at home, United away, Spurs at home, Chelsea at home. Fantastic. Good luck to everyone involved with the club for the rest of the season. I'm sure the lads and the staff will give everything till the season ends. He also says, aside from the football, I must place thanks to you all who have supported the Jordan Sinnott Foundation Trust from the minute I arrived. We've been able to raise incredible amounts of money together, and I hope you continue to keep an eye on what we do. This is the bit that got me. He goes, hair is fine, can't question it. Belters all the time, not sure. Up the Borough tree. And it's funny, actually, well, because you only scored one belter for us, which was actually his, I think, second goal for us against QPR. That's the only belter that Matt Crooks ever scored for Middlesbrough Football Club. So rest in peace, or Carrick's head.
Yeah, I mean, I was just going to say rest in peace. Crooksy, that was like, that's a bit harsh. but I was going to say, you've just left him there, haven't you? Left him right away. But I'm well done for getting through it, because I know it's been an emotional couple of days for you. So how are you feeling then? I mean, obviously, deep down, you're not that bothered, but you're a bit upset when
I am bothered. I am highly bothered. I'm going to hold a vigil for my Matt Crooks cutout. He's not going on the tree anymore because he's gone. Mm. I'd say he's leaving. But yeah, I was gutted, because with Crooks, like, he was my favourite Borough player of this squad. And to be honest, the requirements for a favourite Borough player, they don't have to be the best footballer. They just have to be really likeable. And I think that Crooks was effective. You know, I can't say that he didn't have any footballing ability, because he did. And we'll get on to what type of player he was for Borough soon. But as a person as well, his off-field persona, his charitable efforts as well for the Jordan Sinnott Foundation, raising awareness for epilepsy and British Sign Language, he was just a very, very likeable footballer and person. And so I am gutted. I still actually think he could have provided Borough with an impact to end the season, because he was on track for having his best season in terms of goals and assists. So you can't say that Matt Crooks wasn't a successful signing for us. And I would even leap to the degree of saying that he's probably one of the best signings that Borough have made in recent years. In terms of when he came in, I honestly thought that he would probably last at Borough as long as Neil Warnock did, because I just thought he was the Neil Warnock signing. Yeah, like when I looked at him towering over Warnock in, was it Plymouth? Yeah, it was Plymouth, was it? Or Cornwall for pre-season. I thought, God, this is such a Warnock signing. And actually, he outlasted Warnock at Borough and then some, and really carved a good career for himself at this football club, and will go down undoubtedly as a cult hero. So I'm gutted, but there's also the acceptance there that it probably was time, and it's a different opportunity for him to go to the States and experience a different type of lifestyle, essentially. So gutted, but yeah, kind of accepting of the end.
Yeah, and look, I think like this move had to happen now, really. I think with the, it couldn't have waited to the summer, obviously, because the MLS season is halfway through at that point. And, you know, for me, I think it's a good move for him more than anything. I think, you know, if you get the fan reactions as well from Borough fans, Danny Beamo says it's the right time, but a good squad player and great human. Matt says you need players like him in the team, create a sense of community, whether or not his on-field performances match the criteria, he will certainly be missed. And then Craig says as well, for the effort he's put in, he seems genuinely a nice guy too, but he's got to do what's best for him and his family. And you know what? I agree with all of it, to be honest. I think it's just the right move for him. But also, I feel like you do need players like him in the dressing room. I think, you know, that camaraderie, someone who's a good leader, and also like a player who, for me, was just effective in moments. And it always felt like when we needed a goal and Crooks was on the pitch, it always felt like Crooksy was going to score it. And I don't know, it was always like that, but he just seemed to be in the right place at the right time. And sometimes you can't really teach that. And for me, it's going to be a miss. And you know where Borough are now in terms of squad building. I think we're fortunate. We do have options when people are fit, but obviously we do have a few injuries at the moment. So again, it's going to be a bit of a miss, especially now, you know, when we've not really played with a striker over the last couple of games, and Crooksy could have helped fill that void for now. But Dan, if you're a real Salt Lake fan and you're watching this right now and thinking, God, these two are fantastic, apart from that, what player are they getting in the MLS?
Well, I mean, Crooks is 6'3", so you wouldn't be blamed for thinking he's the archetypal flick-on happy merchant, or, you know, he's a prehistoric manager's wet dream. But I think to pigeonhole him as that would probably be doing him a bit of a disservice, because he's a far better footballer than people give him credit for, even still to this day. You know, some of his chance creation for Borough over the years has been of really high quality, to be honest. I'm thinking his no-look assist for Duncan Watmore's goal in, was that Chris Wilder's first game, Huddersfield away? Really, really good assist. And then another no-look pass, actually, a reverse ball through for Akpom's goal away at Birmingham. He had set up Riley McGree wonderfully with a low cross against Cardiff, and waited a perfectly placed ball for Cameron Archer over the top against Luton last season. And, you know, at times he can be a little bit clunky, and sometimes he does look every bit a tall fella playing outfield. And of course, he isn't the quickest, but I've always appreciated his creative craft, and his awareness for his teammates has always been really, really good, which has led to those really high quality moments in terms of chance creation. And he actually has a poacher's instinct as well to, you know, if you get the ball into the box, Matt Crooks really comes alive. And I think we missed him actually against Bristol City because of that. Not to mention, actually, he had his best goal scoring record against Bristol City with 5 goals in 7 appearances against them. But yeah, he just comes alive in the box, and he loves a goal mouth goal, does Crooks. So I think you're getting someone that, yeah, you know, don't look at his frame and his build and think that he is the type of player that is going to be really good in the air, because to be honest, he's not that type of player. I think that he was an absolute dream for us, to be honest, in terms of basically the money that we spent on him, the fact he came from Rotherham. He did such a good job for us over the years, and I'm going to miss him a lot.
Yeah, and you know, I think he's a player I think Borough fans will naturally miss, because you know he's becoming, or he pretty much was, nearly a fan favourite. You know, I would say not probably because of his technical ability. I think it's more or less, I think, just like you were saying at the start of the show, he was just very warming, and I think it was very reflective on Teesside, and people could just genuinely see a good person. And you know, in footballers as well, like, I felt they should do more stuff like this, put themselves out in the limelight. You know, we get to know them more on and off the pitch, because it just helps, I think, build that connection with fans a lot more. I think he did that really well. And do you know what? He's played over 115 appearances now. For Borough, with 23 goals and 15 assists. And you know, there's one highlight for me which I always love about Cruxy, and it's the goal at Man United. You know, where the ref just goes, and it's VAR. I think, don't know what more. It's clear handball, and they go, you know, they're gonna give this. It's not gonna count. And then they're like, well, it is. And then like he just runs off and celebrates. So it's brilliant. I think it's a brilliant moment.
I didn't think that was gonna be given. So I can't put that down as my favourite, you know, because I didn't even celebrate it. And I think the Borough fans would be in the same boat as well, some of them, whereby they also didn't celebrate it because they thought surely it's gonna be disallowed. I mean, what a stupid rule it is, but we benefited from it, so who cares?
Yeah. Well, what's your favourite moment then, Dana, from Bot the Tree?
I think probably Reading at home when we were 1-0 down, and Reading, to their credit, I know that they were struggling that season, but I think they defended pretty well. It's just that they're tired, and then they got deeper and deeper, and Jones stepped on them, and I think he started to assert his dominance on the game. And then Crooks obviously scored two goals to turn the game around. And that winner in particular, if you watch the game back in the highlights, you can see the camera pans over to Red Faction in the South Stand, and it goes nuts. It really does. The camera's shaking all over the place because of just how transcendent that moment was. After that game, he came out. Red Faction was still in the South Stand for a period after the match. He came out and, you know, he was, I think he was basically doing the little choreo to Oh Wilder Said, as it was back then, and celebrating with the fans. I think that just strengthens the connection between a player, but not just a player and the fans, but a team and the fans, because the fans know that they've got a player like Crooks that just gets it. And I think that he absolutely did just get it. So, yeah, I think that. And also a shout out to the video diaries as well. It's funny that he was saying to Stefan, let's play soccer, man. And now he's going to play soccer himself in the MLS.
Well, they're both in the MLS now, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
Stefan's at the Colorado.
Tell you what, it's such a shame that he's not playing for Portland Timbers.
But why? Oh, because the tree.
I'm pretty sure when they score, they chop a tree, the part of a tree down. I'm pretty sure that I saw that at some point.
Yeah. Well, they might try and run on the pitch and get him.
They're not going to chop
Crutty
down.
Yeah, chop Crutty down. I think kind of like someone's a mock read. I think if it was like one word to describe Crooks, I would probably say tremendous, just because he was.
Oh God! terrible.
I think he was a great signing for us. And I think, you know, if you rate the sign out of five for what he did and what he brought, you definitely put up in like the 4 out of 5. I would say category, and like not as in terms of like super effective, constantly scoring goals, but I think it was just a really good signing for what we needed then. How he's progressed on different managers. And right now, it just felt like the right time probably for him to go. I was expecting him to probably go this summer, probably more than anything. I think he was linked with Ipswich. I think he was very close to joining Ipswich and didn't. So I think the writing was always on the wall, I think, with Crooksy in the end. But he has gone. But then if you could sum up Crooksy in a word, what would it be?
Probably incomparable. I think he's rare type of player. Yeah, he's such a rare player. And if we get someone of his ilk again, in terms of the whole package on and off the pitch, then I think we'll be very lucky.
Yeah, and you know what? I think we're going to have to change, obviously, all Carrick said, if we're going to continue with it. Maybe Hayden Hackney's hair is fine. I don't know. Like he's got fine hair. And you know what? He scored a couple of belters as well as Hayden Hackney, so maybe it all aligns. But then I think it's only right we end this show with something that we put together last year.
it was the year before,
when we were being delirious in our messenger chat. This is crazy little thing called Crooks.
Hey, it's Matt Crooks, and it's just can't handle him, is it? Is Matt Crooks? He's 6'3" and we call him the tree. He's ready. Crazy little thing called Crooks.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.